صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Dear viewers of Madani channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, a best opportunity to earn virtuous deeds has come. Of course, the holy month of Zulhijjatul Haram has begun. How great the blessings of this holy month are, as according to a blessed hadith, the first 10 days of Zulhijjatul Haram are superior to all days after the holy month of Ramadan. Let's listen to four blessed sayings of beloved Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam about the virtues of first 10 days in order to develop passion for virtuous deeds and to keep ourselves busy with worship. Number 1. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, there is no other day more superior and favorite than these 10 days to Allah Azza wa Jal. So recite Tahleel, La ilaha illallah, and Takbir, Allahu Akbar, abundantly in these days, because these are the days of Tahleel, Takbir, and the Zikr of Allah Azza wa Jal. Number 2. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, Allah Azza wa Jal likes his worship to be performed much more during the first 10 days of Zulhijjah than the worship performed on any other day. The psalm of each day is equal to the siyam of 1 year, and the worship of its each night is equal to Shab-e Qadr. Number 3. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, I have an expectation from Allah Azza wa Jal that the psalm of Arafat, that is 9th Zulhijjatul Haram, removes the sins committed in previous year and next year. Number 4. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said, the psalm of Arafat, that is 9th Zulhijjatul Haram, is equal to 1000 siyam, but the psalm of the day of Arafat, that is 9th Zulhijjatul Haram, is makruh for the Hajj pilgrim who is in Arafat. Number 5. Sayyiduna Ibn Khuzaima radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated from Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu that the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam forbade Hajj to observe Psalm in Arafat on the day of Arafat, that is 9th Zulhijjatul Haram. Dear viewers of Madani channel, we have heard about the virtues of Hajj, such as one who performs Hajj without intercede on behalf of 400 people of his family members. Sins of the one who performs Hajj are forgiven. The one who performs Hajj is blessed with the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal and his beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If the person who performs Hajj passes away on the way, for him the reward of Hajj will be written till the judgment day. There is very good news for Haji, the one who has performed Hajj of Baitullah or performed Umrah. So he is at the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Therefore, if he dies, Allah Azza wa Jal will make him enter paradise, and if he returns to his home safely, he will return with reward and benefit. The person who has performed Hajj, Umrah, or become Ghazi and then passes away on the way, so for him too Allah Azza wa Jal writes the reward of Hajj, Umrah, and Ghazi till the judgment day. One who leaves in this path for Hajj or Umrah and dies, he will not be summoned, nor will he face accountability, and he will be asked, enter paradise. May Allah Azza wa Jal enable us to perform Hajj of Baitullah again and again, and also enable us to visit Haramain-e Tayyibain with a great reverence. May Allah Azza wa Jal accept the spending of money, the pilgrimage, and the Hajj of the fortunate Muslims who are privileged to perform Hajj this year. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, in conclusion, I would like to take the opportunity to mention the excellence of Sunnah as well as some Sunan and manners the Rasul of Rahmah, the intercessor of the Ummah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, said, whoever loves my Sunnah loves me, and whoever loves me will be विद मी इन जन्ना। सीना तेरी सुन्नत का मदीना बने आका, सीना तेरी सुन्नत का मदीना बने आका, जन्नत में पड़ोसी मुझे तुम अपना बनाना। सल्लु अलल हबीब सल्लल्लाहु तआला अला मुहम्मद सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम।